rest of the story. IFA Studdert. That sounds like a corporation, doesn't it? He was a person, however. He was an insurance agent living in St. Paul, Minnesota, represented the New York Life Insurance Company, IFA Studdert. St. Paul was virtually on the American frontier in those days, and it was difficult talking life insurance to some of those proud, rugged individualists whose gaze was fixed on an earthly horizon. So Mr. Studdert got an idea. A former Army officer himself, he realized that even in peacetime, a soldier just naturally thinks about war. He, the trained fighting man, is therefore unusually conscious of the fragility of life. And so it was in the early 1870s that Agent Studdert mounted his horse, and he rode out to make the rounds of the various army posts in the region. In his saddlebags were enough provisions to last him from fort to fort. There was also a generous supply of unsigned insurance policies. In June of 1873, Mr. Studdert reached Fort Snelling, promptly met and befriended a Captain Miles Keogh, an amiable young cavalry officer. "But why would I need life insurance?" asked Miles. "After all, we're not at war." "On the other hand," Studdert insisted, "one would not have to be killed in a war to be dead. Anything could happen, you never know." "But I'm not even married," Miles countered. "Who would my beneficiary be?" Mr. Studdert explained patiently that a young man in his position would do best to name himself as his own beneficiary. And that way, in the event of his death, his estate would receive the insurance money, and of course, he could change his last will and testament anytime he wanted without notifying New York Life. Mr. Studdert sold Captain Keogh the $10,000 policy. And the insurance man's success continued. The following year, at Fort Stoughton in the Dakota Territory, he sold Lieutenant James Porter a policy worth $5,000. A month later, Studdert struck pay dirt at Fort Lincoln. First, he managed to interest a 29-year-old lieutenant, who happened also to be the brother-in-law of the general of the fort. The general, in turn, introduced Studdert to a captain named Yates, and all three men purchased insurance policies. It would be 2 years before Agent Studdert reached Fort Ripley back in Minnesota, where he sold Lieutenant John Crittenden a $10,000 policy. Now, I have mentioned six of Mr. Studdert's clients. Each was a soldier in the United States Army, three lieutenants, two captains, and a general. They represented four widely separated posts. Their policies were issued over a three-year period, but they shared a common destiny. The three lieutenants and the two captains wound up serving under that general, and they all rode out together one morning in June of 1876 to fight the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Oh, the general's name you remember, General Custer. Custer, supposedly surprised, certainly otherwise unprepared, nonetheless rode to his death with his life insured. And now you know the rest of the story.